With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Plans to build a $400 million railroad to haul coal from a proposed mine on the Montana-Wyoming border were put on indefinite hold today because of delays in obtaining a mining permit and a weakening coal market, officials said. The Tongue River Railroad Company requested that the Federal Surface Transportation Board suspend the permitting process for the 42-mile line that would run from the proposed Otter Creek mine in the Powder River Basin to Coal Strip. From there, coal trains would connect with existing railways to U.S. markets and West Coast ports for export, according to the company's preferred route. The railroad company is jointly owned by BNSF Railway, Otter Creek mine owner Arch Coal, and TRRC Financing. A statement announcing the move said the railroad company believed production at the Otter Creek mine might start by January 2017, but, quote, with mine permitting delays and near-term market weakness, that timeline now appears unachievable. BNSF Railway spokesman Matt Jones said the company plans to renew the application once the Montana Department of Environmental Quality has issued a mine permit for Otter Creek and after any subsequent lawsuits are resolved. The proposed railroad has faced years of opposition from southeastern Montana landowners and tribal members who say the project would harm cultural sites and resources. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the number of people affected by an E. coli outbreak linked to Costco chicken salad will likely grow over the next few weeks, even though the product has been removed from store shelves. The outbreak has sickened 19 people nationwide, including 6 in Montana. A prominent University of Montana professor says that faculty needs to look outside campus for help in the face of a budget crisis that will cut 52 faculty jobs and 149 university staff positions. UM President Royce Engstrom says the cuts are necessary because several years of declining enrollment mean that the school is overstaffed for the approximately 11,000 full-time students it now has. Biomedical and pharmacy professor Doug Coffin disagrees with Engstrom's strategy.
In essence, we're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Coffin is a former state legislator and chair of the faculty union.
The first thing that Faculty Senate has to do is engage our state leadership, our community leadership, and get them to come to us to help us formulate a solution to our problem.
Coffin spoke at a UM faculty senate meeting Tuesday. He was one of several faculty members who expressed little confidence in President Engstrom's ability to effectively lead the school, as a boom in the number of students during the recession is now a bust as the job market's rebounding. The University of Montana has lost 2,400 students since 2011.
Faculty Senate has to come up with a plan to engage the Board of Regents and the governor and tell them to come up with a plan to help us.
Coffin said he knows faculty typically don't like to get involved in politics, but that now their jobs depend on it. President Engstrom told the Faculty Senate that contrary to what some believe, the university's administration grew by only one position during the recession. He's proposed most faculty job cuts in humanities disciplines like anthropology, art, and journalism, and to focus the school's programming in areas like business, entrepreneurship, and health professions. Engstrom says the administration will work on finalizing what he calls the school's structural adjustment in December, and that affected faculty and staff will get the final word on their jobs in January. I'm Eric Whitney.
Hi, I'm Ann Hostler, Membership Manager for Montana Public Radio. When Ira Glass was here in September, he was humble, engaging, and very generous. Ira made it clear that supporting your local public radio station is an important value and generously gave us permission to share an exclusive ringtone with you. On this upcoming Giving Tuesday, December 1st, you will have a one-time opportunity to download the exclusive Ira Glass ringtone as a thank you for your Giving Tuesday contribution. Put a note on your calendar to contribute on Giving Tuesday in order to take advantage of such a cool gift. We can't wait to share it with you.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. About 5,000 households in and around Spokane are expected to be without power on Thanksgiving, more than a week after a windstorm devastated the region's electrical grid. Nearly 12,000 households in the state's second-largest city still lacked electricity early today. More than 100 line crews were working around the clock to make repairs ahead of strong winds expected to hit the region and bring frigid temperatures. Spokane residents woke up to icy streets and temperatures in the 20s. Winds gusting to 30 miles per hour were expected to drop wind chill factors into single digits. A major windstorm November 17th initially knocked out power to nearly 200,000 customers and toppled trees in Spokane. Three people died when trees fell on their vehicles in Washington State. I'm Eric Whitney.